Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Jazz Transcription Clinic podcast. Today, as you can see from the image, we will be working on a wonderful version of What Is This Thing Called Love from A Garland of Red by the great pianist Red Garland. And before we start, guys, remember that it's really important that you subscribe and like my channel. It means a lot, it keeps me motivated and researching some more stuff for you. So Red Garland was born on the 13th of May 1923. So it's exactly 100 years, not today, but we have passed 9 days, but it's 100 years from his birth. And Red Garland has been one of the most important jazz pianist in the so-called bebop era, and we will talk about it and his style and playing. He was born in Dallas, Texas. He's remembered for his long-standing collaboration with the great Miles Davis Quintet from 1955 and 1958, along with John Coltrane, Philly Joe Jones, Paul Chambers, and Miles Davis himself. So they recorded a lot of prestige albums like Miles, the new Miles Davis Quintet, Working, Steaming, Cooking, Relaxing, all those titles that are really great. And his career spanned really a long time. He died in April 23, 1984, and he recorded hundreds of great album and great collaborations. So without any further ado, let's dive into his solo. I just transcribed his right hand, of course. I'm more inclined and I'm a little bit more comfortable with transcribing just the right hand. The melody, I will try to transcribe a piano, but I think my skills are not good enough at the moment. So before we talk about the solo, let me just play it from top to the end. He plays the head in and then two choruses of the solo. Really great, that's fantastic version. So with SoundSlice, which is this platform I use for transcribing, today we are going dark, just because I think the colors are better visible. So let me know what you think, if you prefer the light, this one will be the light, or the dark. Let me go dark for today. And So in red, I put the notes of the melody on the head in. And remember, guys, that we have the fantastic tool called Clips on SoundSlice, where we can simply isolate the bars that we want to isolate, even for practice. You know, you can loop, you can slow down, you can change the key, you can do whatever you like to practice and master the art of transcribing. So the melody of this piece written by Cole Porter is highlighted in red. And I like how Red Garland makes this melody, which is again very often with the standards, with the repertoire of standards. We play ballads, and all the songs that we like to play as standards sometimes originated as ballads, or very often, should I say. And so it's up to the player to actually swing it up, make it more jazzy, make it really bouncing and driving. And the melody of this tune, which I love playing, is this one highlighted in red, and it's a slow tempo in the original, and it's pretty much with long notes. Dee-dee-doo-doo, resolution to F minor. Dee-da-da-doo-doo. So the A section are distincted by those chords. So a resolution to F minor, and then a resolution to C major. And then again, 5-1 to F minor and 2-5-1 into C major. So the melody, which is, you know, just few notes, listen to how Red Garland is able to swing it up. That's good. So have you already noticed that the resolution here would be pretty soft and not really swinging if you put it where it is at origin? So the first note, the B flat, starts at the beginning of the bar, and then probably a minim, and then another minim on the A flat. But here, listen. But it's still playing the melody. So this would be one of the first thing to learn if you want to learn to play jazz. Take a very simple melody and swing it up, or as my students say, jazz it up. And then the melody continues with do. And I love this, that he plays the notes of the melody in a very contracted way. Oh, that's gorgeous. And then do, this is the second A, so this is pretty much the original melody. Dim, dum, dum, but the second A is already a variation. Do, and then the first on the first A, do. And on the second A, he plays a very similar phrase, with the exception that this time starts on the end of the 4, while here was the end of the 2. So you see how things are going. This is the end of the 2 on the first A, and this is the end of the 4 in the second A. Let's listen to it again. Right, and here he introduces in this last phrase already a bebop tool that we have been discussing a lot recently. Also, my latest video on Max Yonata had a lot of enclosures. This is a 3-note enclosures. Da, do, do, do. So the target note is the E, and of course, because it's the melody, but instead of playing a boring E alone, so as you can notice, the target is delayed. It should happen here in place of the F, but it's delayed. And instead of the target note, it plays three notes with a chromatic approach. So the first note, the F, is a semitone above, and then it goes one tone below the target, and then a semitone below, and then finally hits the target. And this was just the first 2A. Let's have a look and a listen at the bridge and the last A of the heading. And these last two bars are just a break. I just noticed that I'm missing some notes here. Here. So we go B flat, and it's tied to the note before. And I think it's a rest, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, let me try to do this. Okay, so we have also this line. Okay, I think now we are good to go. Sorry about this. So we go back to our clip, bridge, and last A. So in the bridge, these two notes should be read. Sorry, and to make it red, we go here, done. All right, But in the bridge, in this bridge, Red Garland is playing pretty much an improvisation with this long, beautiful phrase with a resolution, with some enclosure still, even though it's da da da. This is the original melody, F, E flat, D, and he plays this enclosure, da da do do da, right? Wonderful timing, incredible timing. So let's go and look at the first chorus. The first chorus, I colored the enclosure or the approach note in orange and the target note in green now to diversify from the melody. So can you see how many times he plays those enclosures? So semitone above, semitone below, and target. This is a four notes enclosure. Do ba do do do. Do di da do da 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 da. Again, four notes, but this time the first note is up and not down, like here in the second bar. And then again, from the note down, this is exactly like the second bar, ba ba do da da, and this is equal to the one that we encountered in the melody. Let's listen to the first A of the first chorus. Whoa, beautiful long phrase with a lot of harmonic tools as well, but let's just focus on those target note and those enclosures. So we can pretty much see that he likes to start from a tone below and goes to the semitone above, like this one. So tone below, semitone above, back to the tone below, and then semitone below and target. Exactly like this one. Right? So that's really important to notice, guys, because it's part of the language. And this one as well, da ba do do da, and you also notice that the target note are very much the same when the enclosure is also the same. F, E flat, C, C sharp, D, exactly like here. Right, so he probably studied those enclosures so much that they come out of his fingers without thinking too much. It's embedded in the muscle memory. So he just thinks the target, and the target is always a chord tone or a good harmony note. Like in this case, the fifth, the third, the tonic, here the tonic, and here the fifth, here is the fifth again. So I pretty much can say that you see it now. So again, our favorite enclosure, third time, this time is an octave lower. So what always strikes me is the ability of those players to employ those tools like the enclosures, but actually with approaching and leaving the enclosure from completely different place. Here he's going from B and A, and at the top it was G and G flat, and here is G and G flat. So there are some similarities, you know, but here is B, A, G, G flat, and here is all chromatic. This is another typical enclosure, similar to the one that we encountered. I just highlighted because this is a typical enclosure from Charlie Parker. If you scan the Omnibook, you will find a lot of those enclosures with the diminished 7 interval going up. Do-ba-do-bo-do, bo-ba-do-do-do. And then again, da-do-do-do. Can you see, guys, that here he plays this line? Right? And this is funny, because the target note are just D, the tonic, G, the tonic, and the third over E. All the rest are enclosure. So most likely what Red Garland is thinking is the D over D minor 7, the G over G 7 flat 9, and the E over C dominant. But this phrase is simply gorgeous. And of course, a lot of accents and variety. Again, towards the end, another enclosure. We have already seen that. Let's go to the second chorus now. Second chorus, there is some more development. Take the luxury of playing a hemiola. Hemiola is when you play a rhythm that sounds like a different time meter, like 3-4 in this case. And you see that it's 1-2, and then he plays tuda, and then there is 1-2 rest, tuda, 1-2 rest, tuda, 1-2 rest, and tuda. Listen. So that could be 1-2-da-da, 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 1-2-da-da. But it's played over 3 bars in 4-4, so 12 beats in total, 4 repetition in 3-4. That's simply math, right? And another thing that is to notice is this F sharp, which is gorgeous, the sharp 11 on the dominant chord, and the major 13, like if he's going to resolve an F major, but actually he's going to F minor with this beautiful resolution, chromatically descending from G, G, G flat, and F. Listen again. And then starts again the next phrase with the same 3 notes of the last resolution. So this is his mind working, and try to use the material in a very profitable way. All right, and that was the end of the solo. Let's listen to the whole solo again. This is Red Garland on What Is This Thing Called Love? And we are going to play from top. Enjoy, please like and subscribe to my channel if you want to see more or if you have any comment on this video. Thank you.